Elaine Benstead, CEO of Zoos SA, joins us now to explain what they're going to do. Good morning, Elaine Benstead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What are you going to do?
Well, first of all, just to explain, we're not selling Warrawong because we don't actually own the land. We operate our business from Warrawong, and we have announced that we are ceasing those business operations from the 1st of March, and I can go into the reasons for that. But the actual property itself isn't owned by Zoos South Australia.
Right, so you just walk away from it?
We ceased opening to the public. We obviously have a responsibility, we can talk through the plans for the animals on the site, but we don't own the land. It is owned by the Narrangeeri community.
Right.
So it will be their decision in regards to what they choose to do with the property that they own.
I've got a text here saying this smacks of a bean counter's decision.
Oh, well, unfortunately, I think you have called me a bean counter once or twice before.
No, this is...
It was a decision that was based on financials. It's no surprise. We announced when the business plan for Zoos SA was released the middle of last year that we would be doing a review of the operations at Warrawong because of the financial business results. Since that time, and I guess that the bit that became the real key issue for us was recent fire advice that we received, which in effect means that we cannot operate the overnight accommodation for school groups or the overnight accommodation in our cabins, which are available for the general public through the fire season, which
Does
is five
mean,
months of the year.
You've been doing that for how long, though?
Oh, we've been doing that for many, many years.
And so people have been exposed to possible fire risk. You've only just done an assessment of that?
Well, it wasn't our assessment. This was an assessment that was conducted that we had we had approval from the council to operate those cabins. We've now received new advice from the council, which in effect means we cannot have overnight accommodation during the fire season.
So you'll hold a press conference later on today outlining more of your options, but are you basically walking away from it?
Yes, we're ceasing to have a business operation at Warrawong. You can call that walking away, but
you won't have anything there. So it will revert back to the owner. Will have to manage it him or herself.
No, we will still have some responsibility to for management of the property. For example, the platypus. Platypus do not relocate well. We have a permit for the platypus. They were there long before we took over the operations of the business, and I'm sure they'll be there long after. So we do still have some responsibilities, which we will honour, but we won't be operating the business to the public.
And the bilbies?
There'll be a range of action taken with all of the different animals. So, as you know, we've got bandicoots, woylies, a range of kangaroos. The majority of the animals that we introduce to the property, we will look to determine what's the best placement for those animals, whether that be Adelaide or Monarto. Or for some of them, they were, as I said, living without any of our management. They actually live endemically on the site. The best outcome may be for them to remain. So we'll go through a detailed animal management plan for each of the animals and birds that we have on the site.
Elaine Benstead, thank you for talking to us.